Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. This is Odulan Ngu speaking. I'm the co-founder of Ngu Health. I am also the founder and CEO of New Globe Utopia. And today, I wanted to take some time to just talk a bit about the power of defining, or the power to define. An example is, for example, in America, they always make reference to the forefathers and how they wrote the Constitution, and how the Constitution was almost like a definition, like a blueprint of how America should operate. And because they were the people to actually define this, their impact on the world for a very long period of time could be seen. So the question that I'm trying to ask the audience today is, you know, what would you do if you had the power to define truth? What would you do if you had the power to define the law, right? And what are the implications of this if an individual or a group of individuals or a minority group gets this power to define what truth is, gets this power to define what the law is? How does that affect the general society? You know, what are the long-term implications of this power being held by a minority group? The reason why I ask this question is because I've come to realize that, you know, every sovereign being has the capacity and the ability to define themselves. Every minority group has the ability to define themselves. And, you know, this is a natural law because we can see this around the globe. If you go to different communities, they have different ways of doing things. They have different definitions of different things. They have their different gods, different spiritual systems. And despite the fact that these all seem distinct, they are still fundamentally connected. So the question I ask is, you know, if nature's law gives every being the ability to define themselves, define their own rules, right? Then is it the right thing to impose one minority's definitions on the rest of the population? Think about that question very, very, very deeply, right? Because if every single being, every single group, family, society, village can define themselves, have their own rules, have their own culture, have their own spirituality, have their own foods, then who are you to go and impose your rules, your definitions on them? The reason I make these points is because if you impose your definitions, impose your rules on a different group of people, then essentially what you are doing is you are marginalizing them. You are constraining them. You are preventing them from the laws of nature that governs them truly. And you are imposing your rules on them, which would inherently limit them. And this is something that has been rampant on planet Earth for the last couple thousand years. Minority groups forcefully redefine things and then impose their definitions on the rest of the world. As an African, I do not follow the same rules as an Asian man, a European, or anybody else, the only rules that I follow, the only rules that I abide to, are African rules. Rules of nature, rules of my community, rules of my people. So if you impose the rules of your minority group on me, then you are limiting me, you are constraining me, and you are crucifying me. And I will not let that happen. I was given the power to define myself. The food that I eat from the village I was born knows who I am. The water that I drink from the village I was born knows who I am. The reason why I say this is because I truly believe that as a people, we need to take back the power to define. That power was given to us from birth. The power to define ourselves. Today it's called the power of self-actualization or free will. But I think that it is critical for us to go back to that school of thought and stay away from this philosophy that everything is the same and nothing means anything. That is the reason why we are where we are today. That is the reason why Africans are being forced to inject themselves with medications made by non-Africans. This is the reason why the economic system that Africans use was not defined by Africans. This is the reason why the currency that Africans use was not defined by the Africans. This is the reason why the God that Africans worship was not defined by the Africans. Do you understand the implications? The power to define was bestowed onto you from the moment you were born. And if you give that power away, you are giving up your humanity. So take back your power. Take back the power to define. Redefine yourself. Redefine your family. Redefine your people. Redefine your village. Redefine your currency. Redefine your religion. Redefine your laws. Redefine your language. If an external force defines what you use, that external force is playing your God.